Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Buchanan Report, this 21st day of May, 2019. My name is Ivan Buchanan. I am your host and my co-host, as always, Ron Hanks and Rhonda Moon Lane. If you're joining us for the first time, our call-in number is 347-857-1710, 347-857-1710. If you do call in, try to watch your language. We try to keep it as clean as we can here. Our guest tonight is whistleblower Sean Higgins regarding OAWP, that's Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection regarding corruption, and Brandon Coleman, who is with that division of the VA. If you all can't tell, we've kind of changed format here a little bit. No music, just want to jump right into this. So that's all I've got for the moment here. Rhonda, you around? You got anything for us here before we get to our guest? She got
dropped.
Yeah, let me do that to her and watch what happens. So
she's back.
There she is.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay.
I'm going to
say
what's
right the deal? Are you running back and forth?
I don't know what it's doing. It just keeps disconnecting. It says Wi-Fi calling. I have no idea what that is. I am calling
you live under
I
a rock. Do you have it?
I don't know what's wrong. So I may disappear again. I'm just warning you. I have no control tonight.
Well, you can't do that. Where to you? You got anything at this point, or
I
are we
do.
Over and wrong?
I have one. I have one, and I'll keep it short. And if it cuts out, I'll post it on Facebook. I think this is a great idea. I just saw it today. It's actually one of the things you shared. Brian Meth and Darren DeSoto, or Darren Soto, are aiming for more congressional offices in VA hospitals. I think that's a great idea. I didn't even know any congressman had an office at the VA. It's the first time I heard of it.
That's correct.
I think it's a great idea.
Wasn't there one down in Florida that did that here a few years ago?
Yeah, this is them. They're in Florida, but they are sponsoring a new bill, Improving Veterans Access to Congressional Services Act. So it instructs the U.S. Secretary of Veteran Affairs to make it happen if a member of Congress asks to put a district field officer inside a VA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make it. They have to let them. I think that's great.
Cool. Yeah.
Why not?
That's the only one I had.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's kind of, a lot of people don't know how to get a hold of their congressman. You know, I've got it on speed dial, but not everybody does. A lot of people aren't computer savvy, but they're already at the VA. So I think that's important for them to have that.
Why pay for extra space for them to go to an office, when the government already has an office right there?
Exactly. I agree. I think it's a great idea. So I'll follow it, and we'll see what happens.
Boy, you're right. You got to get off of that. I don't know what the heck you're on there, but you need another carrier or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing. I have never had my phone say Wi-Fi calling. I have no idea what that is. Apparently, I'll be researching that, too.
Sure not. NSA, they want to make sure they get every word.
Oh, yeah, I did share that all over today. Yep, that's probably it. Or it's the Russians.
Or the Russians, okay. All right.
That's all I had.
My bet, Dan.
Over to you.
All right. Here on the western slope of Colorado, I had a chance to speak with a lady yesterday, actually. She is the Western District Chair for the Elks, dealing with veteran services. And the moving wall is going to be coming through here. It'll be in Delta, June 6th through the 9th at the Phil Hales Rec Center. So make a note of that if you're in the area. Get a chance to go see it. I know there are some people like you're in Hotchkiss working with the local outdoor organization trying to set up a ride system for people that need help getting down there. So, you know, it's a big deal. This is an 80% reproduction. I've seen one down in Montrose. It may be the same one. I'm not sure. But just to get it in little old Delta County is kind of cool. It doesn't happen too often. Also, I have an item I picked up out of the paper that I'll give you the information on it later here, Rhonda, that you can put out the address. It comes out of Utah. There's a man, he's in the Benyon Veterans Home in Payson, Utah right now. Up until he was 100, he lived at home and took care of himself. Now he's living in the Veterans Home. He's got a birthday coming up. Going to be 101.
Wow.
I thought it was really funny. You always hear him interview these older people with, you know, what do you attribute this to and all that, and it's always, well, a good cigar and a shot every day or whatever. Well,
right.
This guy's just cleaning up his plate when he eats. I had to laugh at that. I've done that most of my life.
Yeah.
But anyway, his kids are urging everyone to send him a birthday card. They'd like to get him at least 101.
Okay.
So anyone that is into that, grab a pen and paper, and you can mail one to Binion's Central Utah Veterans Home. And attention recreation, John Frey, Frey, at 15551 North Main Street in Payson, Utah, 84651. And I will give you that information here later, Rhonda, and you can put it out there for people that couldn't find a pen or whatever. Because I think it'd be cool if he got those cards.
I agree.
Do people have pen and paper anymore? I do, but in this day and age, you know.
Yeah.
I have a computer.
You just never know anymore. I don't know. And that's all I had for tonight.
Okay, then I'll jump back in here. First of all, I want to remind everyone our website, thebuchananreport.com. TheBuchananReport.com, lots of links on there, so just covering all kinds of different issues. We've got veterans, news alerts, etc., which you just click on it, it'll take you right to the page where they're at. I want to remind everyone that, and also we kind of hit a milestone, first time ever, we started not too long ago, the Facebook group page, VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report. That's where we're putting, you know, all of our news alerts, et cetera. We've done one shy of 100 new people that have come on this week. So, wow, I was really kind of surprised. So if you want to stay up to what's going on out there as far as the news alerts having to do with you veterans out there, go to that page and join it. VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report. That's Facebook page. Also, before we get to our guest here, Sean Higgins, I've decided to do something here. I thought long and hard about it for a long time. And, you know, I'm just sick and tired of the VA just literally tearing apart whistleblowers, et cetera. And it's come to my attention that, quite frankly, there are just a lot of VA employees out there that are in high positions that really have no business being there. And we're going to be getting into some of that here with Sean Higgins when he comes on. He's been a whistleblower for about 10 years. But what the Buchanan Report is going to be doing now is this. Number one, And this is all going to be posted on my website. And I know I have a lot of high-ups of the VA listening to me right now. I've been told you guys listen. And, you know, why don't one or two of you just call on in? I'm sure you want to differ with some of this stuff. We'd love to put you on. But what the Buchanan Report is going to be doing now is this, especially with OAWP and various other employees of the VA, you're going to be under investigation now. And I'm going to be posting the results of those investigations on my website for everybody to see. Secondly, any whistleblower out there that has talked to OAWP, Brandon Coleman, or anyone like Brandon Coleman out there that has a story to tell, and I don't want it to be fabricated, you put it in writing, you send it to me, and I will post it. Now, what this is going to do is this is going to give you a voice to get out there to the entire public. But, it, you know, as far as your story and how you feel you've been wronged and how you have, they have taken information and used it against you and not done supposedly what they're supposed to do, that division, OAWP. But what it's also going to do is it's going to be a repository for a bunch of whistleblowers that, you know, a lot of you whistleblowers out there, you've got lawsuits going on, and you might just be needed in another case. So be careful, whatever you put in writing, it will be for the whole world to see, and I'm going to post it. How I want you to send it to me is send it by email, thebuchananreport@gmail.com. thebuchananreport@gmail.com. If you would please send it to me in Word format, that way it's an easy copy-paste for me. You can either send it in an email or an attachment if you'd like. Obviously, if it's in an email, you don't have to put it in Word format, but I want to be able to just copy and paste and make sure that at the end of whatever you put in writing, that you state that the Buchanan Report has a permission to post it publicly. That's all I request. Be a great repository, great way for you guys to get the message out there to everyone going on, just as far as what's going on with your particular issue, and could end up being a resource for any whistleblowers out there or anybody else that has lawsuits going on to where, you know, now that could be a two-edged sword, so be careful. You know, if you don't want that, then, you know, don't be sending it in. But in any event, I'm just, you know, I've been doing this now for years, and it's just become very, very evident that, you know, ever since OAWP has come into existence, I was immediately contacted by numerous people out there. Can we trust them, or is this just, you know, another division to, you know, gather information, i.e., is it a data mining operation here? And the general consensus pretty much with everyone out there, me included, is it's nothing but a data mining operation. I have a show coming up here in just a few weeks that is going to knock the socks off a lot of people out there. And I hope VA higher-ups are wearing their socks because they're going to come out. So I'll just end it right there. So, again, the email address, send it to thebuchananreport@gmail.com. I'm going to have a specific section on the buchananreport.com website for the investigation that I will be doing on some of the people that work with the VA. And just to give you an example, I'm not going to say any more than what very little I'm going to say right now, but I don't know if you all know it or not. Some of you do. There are actual felons out there working in high positions working for the VA. And a lot of people out there don't know that. I don't see how they can be working there, legally or morally, with some of the convictions they have. But I think it's time that it gets posted and the public know about it. If the VA is not going to clean their own act up, maybe they can be embarrassed in cleaning their act up. I don't know what the answer is. You know, everyone's out there trying to do the right thing, and these whistleblowers certainly are, and they're just getting run over by dump trucks. So, in any event, someone just sent me something. I already got stuff coming in. I appreciate it, guys. Okay, that's it. Without any further ado, I'm bringing Sean on right now. Sean, you there?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
All right. Good, good. Just to, you know, so everyone knows, there has been very little talk between me and Sean regarding tonight's show. I don't like going into, especially shows like this that are choreographed, if you will. We did talk, got a few ground rules set as far as basically, Sean's so high energy, slow down, and let's keep everything to OAWP, Brandon Coleman, and people of his stature with OAWP and the like. He's a fountain of information having to do with all kinds of things going on with the VA. But we have a short period of time, so I just want to keep it regulated to that only. Starting point. Let us start. Why did OAWP start? When did it start? Why is it in existence? And what is it doing bad, and what is it doing good? Start from there. That's a mouthful, Sean.
Okay. Well, I guess it was there's information that it may have been the brainchild of the Malargo bunch. But there was some talk in late 2016, December or January 2017, about a new office of whistleblower accountability. And as a whistleblower, I was reached out to. I think Jay D'Onofrio was reached out to. Joseph Cologne was reached out to. Brandon Coleman was reached out to. And there was some talk about creating this office, and they wanted to, I guess, get our feedback. I got one email about it and spoke to my union representative about it. And shortly after that, I was gone, and the president had signed this new accountability act, and the Office of Whistleblower Accountability was created. President Trump created the Office of Whistleblower Accountability by executive order, and they codified it later on in the spring. And we were skeptical of it. Michael Volpe had done an article and for several of us whistleblowers. And we thought it was maybe a good idea, but we were skeptical whether they were going to actually use it against whistleblowers. And it kind of turned out that that's exactly what happened. And I'll get into that a little later. It was celebrated at first. A lot of us thought it might actually work. But there was some concern with Congress when they first came up with this office as to the separation of duties, who they were going to report to and who would be oversight. And right now, the office is under investigation.
I just posted on our VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report, the group that we just started not long ago, there's that hit the news. There's an article that was either yesterday or today to where someone's not wanting to follow the law on that. So didn't mean to interject, but.
How it all began was there was a political operative who came from the Mar-a-Lago group. His name was Peter O'Rourke. He was the first secretary of the Office of Whistleblower Accountability, who later without Congress, became the acting secretary of VA. And the IG's office created a new, they created a new office, which is the new Office of Special Reviews. And they started this, they started an investigating, they started looking at it, the activities of the Office of Whistleblower Accountability and how the law got it, and how the law got implemented. And so they asked then acting secretary Peter O'Rourke, they asked him for, they wanted all a copy of all the complaints that, that came to that office. And Peter O'Rourke basically told them, you know, that I'm not going to give it to you, that you basically work as an, well, I'll quote him. And he says, I remind you that the IG is loosely tethered to the VA. In your specific case, as the VA IG, I am your immediate supervisor. You are directed to act accordingly. Now, some people view that as O'Rourke making an explicit attempt to intimidate the IG and deter him and deter them from carrying out the legal duty that they're to hold VA officials accountable. So
now, does the OAWP answers to the IG Inspector General, correct?
Correct.
And IG.
Well, it seems that it seems that
the Inspector General does not answer to Secretary of the VA.
No, the IG answers to DOJ, the Department of Justice.
Exactly. So how is it that the director of the VA thinks that he can tell the IG that you work for me and you do what I tell you to do?
Okay, that was the basic premise, and that's what prompted DOJ to conduct an investigation in the Office of Whistleblower Accountability, and they're also looking at Peter O'Rourke. Now,
okay.
we know from a ProPublica article, inside Trump's VA, the VA's hiring spree falters in court. In which, in the spring of 2017, President Trump talks to David Shokin, and he tells David Shokin, "Hey, you need to start firing some of these people." And he basically told him, "You know, I don't care if they sue us. I want them gone." And Peter O'Rourke, in a conference call with Scott Foster, and Scott Foster was a human resources consultant for the Department of Veteran Affairs. In that conference call, Peter O'Rourke is said to tell that he wanted 10 to 15 people who could be fired as soon as possible. While the president.
Now, where are you getting? Okay, hold on, Sean. You know, where are you getting this information from?
This information is from the ProPublica article, dated May 15th. Inside Trump's VA, Trump's VA firing spree falters in court.
Okay. That's a recent article that just came out, right?
May the 15th. Came out about 6 days ago. And basically, Foster. Excuse me?
I posted it on the link. I posted the link to that story on our page, so it's there if anybody wants to go see it.
So basically, Foster cautioned the VA that they would still need to follow the legal process and act on their evidence. And just as soon as he voiced those concerns, now get this, Foster's got a JD from the University of Florida, so he's a lawyer. But he was acting as a human resources consultant for the VA. As soon as he did that, O'Rourke started reprisal action. He moved to firing. Now, all of this is in that article. Now, going back to what the whistleblowers were talking about, and there's another article that came out. It came out in the Government Executive, which is a government publication. Well, And they basically they were talking about how the VA employees expressed frustration and anger toward OWAP. And they talked to three people who had been interviewed by IG investigators. And a couple of them were on your show. Jay D'Onofrio was one of them. And so was Dan Martin. And in the article, Jay D'Onofrio is quoted as saying that the crooked system is literally the fox guarding the hen house. Now, Dan Martin, on the other hand, he states that OWP basically set him up, that the DA supervisors had no idea what was going on until he started talking to OWAP. And that's
Dan Martin's been on our show. He's been, you know, highly critical of OAWP, et cetera, you know, in the past. So, you know, he's spoken to that end here more than once on our show.
But, you know, so basically what my attorney, who is Tom Devine, he's the legal director for the Government Accountability Project, he's basically said that OWAT has turned against the whistleblower. And it's evident in Roger French's letter that he wrote, where he talks about Brandon Coleman, and he talks about and Peter O'Rourke.
I read that, and it's a 4-page, and I want to get that. I'm going to somehow get that posted on my website.
The last paragraph of that.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity right now, and I just want to read the if I can get my computer to work right here. Here we go. I just want to read the last part of page 4 here that really says it all.
Yeah,
the
last
paragraph. And I'm going to read it to the audience here. And it says, the matters I have used as an example exceed collusion and rise to the level of a criminal conspiracy where they intentionally thwart employees' rights as codified in statute such as Weingarten and employees' constitutional rights to due process and to access to evidence, as well as numerous others such as fabricating evidence and depriving individuals of their property, interests, and federal employment, levying false and unfounded charges, discrimination, and retaliation. These matters should be processed as criminal acts and have suggested such to U.S. Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions and to VA Inspector General Michael Missel. The result of doing so will ensure that leadership is held accountable for criminally conspiring to deprive employees of their legal rights and stop the abuse of the 2015 and 2017 Accountability Act by VA and the OAWP. He's including OAWP in this. That's the important part. Granting authority to leadership to thwart protected union rights to oversight whistleblowers under EEO, IGHR, and OSC is authenticated to the purpose of oversight functions and allows for greater abuses of authority and will result in greater frequency of occurrences of workplace violence. To further right the above abuses by VA, all investigations, including AIBs, settlements, and judicial reviews of complaints should be reviewed by the Department of Justice after review by the VA IG. To fund these changes in IG and DOJ, staff funding should be realigned from the Office of General Counsel, VACO Administration, and the OAWP. This action will better serve veterans and employees and reduce senior leaders' ability to continue to corrupt the VA. This letter was done back July 13th, 2018.
I encourage everyone to read it.
Yeah, yes, and
he also talked about
Ivan in that letter. There's a paragraph in there, and he wrote this to the VA Oversight Committee Investigations Unit, and he basically addresses how the OWAP was weaponized when he names Brandon Coleman and Wells Wheaton and O'Rourke conspiring with the agency leadership to fire whistleblowers. That's also in that letter.
Yes, it is.
Hello?
Yes, it is.
So, this was in July of last year. So, they've known it for a while. Congress has known it. And I'm sure, as I know Mr. DiNaprio, that he gives everything to Congress. So, I'm sure... Congress knows about it, but what is at issue now is that OWAP, and this is the official statement from the Office of Whistleblower Accountability, not the Office of Whistleblower Accountability, the VA. The official statement is OWAP has a collaborative working relationship with the Office of General Counsel, but OWAP retains final decisions making authority on all OWAP matters. And that came from Kurt Cashow.
Well, here's my question. No, I want to jump in here. Here's my question. I just read the last paragraph. Okay, this letter was done back in July 13. Obviously, OAWP knows that everybody knows. Okay, this is a two questions here. They know that everyone knows what they're doing. You know, I've had how many whistleblowers come on here and talk about how they talk with OAWP, and you know, they're just, it's data. The information is being turned around and used against them to get rid of them. That one doctor was on the show, mentioned, and she is mentioned in this, not by name, but her situation is mentioned in this. I was surprised how many people have been on my show that they're making reference to in this letter. Okay, that just amazes me. But here's my question. How is it they, you know, OAWP knows that everyone knows? How is it that they continue to get away with it, you know, and why are they still doing it? And why isn't the higher-ups, you know, flat going
how,
after
how they are
OAWP?
How they're allowed to do it, and the lawmakers, somebody in Congress saw this before it happened. The Office of General Counsel is the authority over OWAP, whether they say it or not. They're the legal branch. They are advising VA. They are the legal branch of VA. All of this started when David Shokin was secretary. When they first came out, they put a cap on any settlement offers. They came out. Anything over $5,000, it got to be approved by higher up. That was the first of the major things that Shokin did.
I'm going somewhere else here. You know, this letter being done back in July 2018 tells anybody that reads it that minimally, since July 13th, 2018. Everybody knows what's going on. Everyone knows OAWP is doing stuff that they shouldn't do. Also with other departments giving them insulation. Okay, now you got the current VA secretary, you know, trying to give direction to someone they don't have any control over. Who's getting hurt in this? All these whistleblowers, you got litigation going on right now. You know, you have people that work out of OAWP that are testifying in cases to where just with this acknowledgement right here, the investigation that was done, they know that investigations are going on and information that is being, you know, produced in court, sworn to in court, is false. They know that cases are being manufactured against whistleblowers to get rid of them. How is it still going on? They've known about it minimally. This is a matter of record that I can point to that minimally, as of July 13th, 2018, everybody knew what was going on. So how is OAWP still getting away with it? And how are these people still being able to testify to things that
even
may not be true?
Even the new head of OWACP, Tamara Bonzano, she's got to know it. She worked for the House Veteran Affairs Committee. She was one of their investigators. They got to know it. Everybody's got to know it. As a matter of fact, you know, I've been asking questions for years. How is it that Congress can't get them to do right? The president can't get them to do right? The Senate can't get them to do right? It's like organized crime is running DA. You know, we've had conversations on this show talking about the RICO standard should be applied. But what I find strange in the conflict of OWAP is that the Office of General Counsel is the legal branch. When OWAP or any investigator comes to and asks, can they do something legally, they don't. The Office of General Counsel, most of them used to work for VA. That's where the conflict starts. These are all lawyers.
I'm going to ask some direct questions.
Okay.
First of all, what is Brandon Coleman's title at OAWP? Do you know?
His title, I don't know what it is now, but when he first went to OWAP, he was a specialist.
Okay.
How
many people are specialists that work in his position out of OAWP?
I can pull those up just for you. I just had that article.
What do we got? 5 of them, 10 of them, 15 of them?
The budget is $17.5 million, and they've been in existence for like 2 years, and they spent almost $35 million.
Yeah, we know all that, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying. I know who his boss is, so I assume that who his boss is the head of all the people that have the same status as Brandon Coleman.
His boss is from, if you let him tell it, is Tammy Bonzano. And he's the only
I'm just
one.
Wondering, when whistleblowers call in there, they are calling and talking to people of the stature of, and the position, rather, of Brandon Coleman. How many others have the same position to talk to whistleblowers?
Brandon Coleman is the only one.
So out of all the whistleblowers throughout the United States, he's the only one that people are talking to.
He's the only specialist in the office. I'm not saying that he's the only one. OWAP is still a small office. They employ 96 workers. 28 of them are investigators from a workforce of 38,000.
Well, from my understanding, the OAWP has about 40 employees, so it doesn't, you know, make sense to me that he'd be the only one that would be talking to and investigating all of the complaints by the whistleblowers that are coming in. That doesn't make sense.
This article that I'm quoting from, it says they employ 96 employees. 28 of them are investigators.
28. And how do I get a name of the names of those investigators?
Brandon Coleman's title is whistleblower specialist. He's the only one. And they talk to triage case managers.
And so supposedly Brandon Coleman is the one making whatever the decision is. That's kind of how the setup sounds to be.
Well, it would be hard for me to believe that a specialist.
Because I have had other people on the show that said that they have talked to great language. have spoken to other people other than Brandon Coleman regarding the problem that they had. And so I would like anybody, again, thebuchananreport@gmail.com is my email address. Anyone that has other names, if you're a whistleblower and you've spoken to other people other than Brandon Coleman himself, I'd like those names, please. But surely there is a way that I can go about getting them.
Well, let me look right quick here, Ivan.
I'm sorry?
Let me do a check right here. I'll see if it'll come up.
Okay, well,
whether they're live on the radio. whether they list their personnel. Yeah. But go ahead.
My question to you is, how many people have you spoken to that have spoken directly to Brandon Coleman or anyone else out of OAWP and felt they were done wrong? How many people have you spoken to?
I know of at least six. And seven. One guy thinks that Brandon saved his job. He's been on your show too.
And say that last thing again. I didn't hear that.
I said it was actually seven people, and out of the seven, only one of them thought that OWAP helped him, and he thought that Brandon Coleman saved his job. And I was basically trying to explain to him that a specialist couldn't save your job. It would take the secretary or the office of general counsel or office of special counsel. See, OWAP does not have the power to stop anything. They can only recommend. It's like the VA hierarchy. And
who do they recommend? Who do they make their recommendation to?
They make their recommendation to the Secretary of the VA, and they make their recommendation to the Office of General Counsel. They make their recommendation to the Office of Special Counsel. But see, the problem is the General Counsel. All of the General Counsels used to be lawyers for the VA. So when you go to the Office of General Counsel and you say, I want to fire this individual, they tell VA how to do it legally, but they're not there.
Office of General Counsel is backing OAWP's play, is what you're saying.
Correct. And they say that they work together, which is a conflict of duties. And I put it to you like this. It's kind of like if you're in business, Ivan, and I'm a cashier for your business, you won't want me doing accountability after being a cashier, because I could cover up everything that I stole.
Okay, now here's my next question.
So that's okay.
Here's my next question. As a rule, the way things generally operate is investigators, they do their job and then they turn it over to someone, like police. They do their job, they turn it over to the DA's office. Okay, who does OAWP turn their investigation over to? Because I assume who they're turning it over to is the one that makes the decision on whether, you know, the claim is legitimate or not, you know, assuming that everything's fair. But this report and what's coming out now on what's being reported right now, you know, the IG's office has, you know, big question on what's going on in OAWP, thus their investigation. But who, you know, that would be the normal procedure if OAWP is actually acting as they should. They should do their investigation, and then they should turn it over to somebody to decide.
The Secretary of the VA. It goes.
Well,
to the
okay,
they
yeah, but no, he can't. He can't take a look at the VA secretary can't, you know, get involved in those type of things. Obviously, someone below him has to. You know, so, who is it? Is it
Well, I would say
OIG,
the IG has accused the Secretary of the VA of withholding records, dealing with employee complaints, and saying it could be covering up potential criminal behavior.
I just find it astounding that the VA himself is telling IG, no, we're not going to give you what you've requested. They want a list of all the complaints filed, and they're saying no. Really? I just don't understand that.
I mean, the IG has accused the acting secretary of concealing information, and the ranking member of the House Veteran Affairs Committee, Tim Walz from Minnesota, called on DOJ to investigate O'Rourke for false, misleading, otherwise unlawful statements he made in sworn testimony before the House Veteran Affairs Committee.
Okay, so you may or may not know the answer. You may or may not know the answer to this next question. But let's say that the results of that investigation has fruit that there is a cover-up. You've got conspiracy, you know, issues there with the head of the VA. What happens then? Who does it go to?
Well, that's what ProPublico, the ProPublico article came out, was talking about, that the people down in Mar-a-Lago were the ones that's really running VA.
You're talking politics when you talk that. I'm talking about from the very real standpoint that if you've got cover-ups happening here, and if in fact people are losing their jobs because evidence was either manufactured or altered or whatever, you have criminal activity there. Okay, and if that is being done and the head of the VA, you know, is aware of it, and anyone else that's aware of it, you know, and is complicit with it, you know, that they're in violation of crimes. Okay, who's going to bring the charges?
The Attorney General should be bringing the Department of Justice.
Okay, and who's going to stop them from doing that? Does anyone have the power to do that?
To stop who?
In other words, what I'm getting at is certainly there has to be a point when you get so high that, you know, rubbing shoulders with someone just isn't going to stop what's going to happen. You got to believe that. Otherwise, all of this is for nothing.
Correct. That's what we were hoping when the change in Congress came.
Okay, but now I go back to this letter that I just read the last, you know, paragraph of. The gig's up. Everyone knows what's going on.
Yes, but
in fact,
this scandal started under a Democratic president, 2014 President Obama.
Here is my bottom line statement for Robert G. French, who wrote this four-page document that I just read the last paragraph, for him to say the things in there. He is pointing right to and stating criminal activity has occurred in multiple, not just OAP, but other areas of the VA. There is obvious, he speaks from fact. He has proof. Where is the teeth, and why hasn't heads rolled? Why? It's been a year.
It's because
this is to the VA House Oversight Committee.
It's because of the media. It's because the media now has gotten to the point now, basically, the national media has gotten to the point where you're not talking about multiple deaths and millions of dollars. They don't want to hear about it. As far as the IG, they're not really investigating claims, you know, unless it's a theft of over $1 million. So,
let me make a point right now. You know, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is this. you know, Brandon Coleman came on my show, you know, when he was a whistleblower. And now all of a sudden he's the poster boy, you know, for OAWP. And for a long time with all of this, you know, VA corruption going on, and I'm speaking specifically to Fox, okay, Fox TV. You know, he was on there, as on that show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they have built him up, et cetera. Now he's part of the VA. You know, Fox is backing, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but it's very evident Fox is backing Trump and everything that he does. Okay, so now all of a sudden we have a document here. We have the Inspector General, you know, investigating all the way to the top, O'Rourke. Okay, investigating him for, you know, I mean, let's just say what it is, you know, corruption, you know, criminal, you know, issues going on. Here is, you know, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is this, is I don't honestly believe. You take a radio station or a TV station like Fox that have for years backed someone like Coleman, how are they all of a sudden going to turn around and go against him? You know, they've already kind of made their bed with him. You know, my point is I have my avenue. I know reporters both in TV and print media and all of that. You know, that's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I think the truth needs to get out there. As far as what type of people, investigate the investigators, what type of people are out there, you know, ruining people's lives, manufacturing evidence, if that's what's happening, giving false testimony, if that's what's happening. I think a lot of that, you know, is going to come out down the line, you know, with all the litigation going on out there.
We'll see what Mr. Coleman says next week. He's due to testify in a NSPB hearing.
Oh, he is, huh?
So, yes, he is.
Okay.
That's public record.
The point that I'm making is that you have a lot of news agencies that have already backed, you know, Coleman, you know. And, you know, for the moment, let's say, you know, Coleman hasn't done anything wrong or whatever. I don't know. I certainly don't have any proof of it, you know. But if things have been done wrong, you know, it's going to obviously come out. And if it does come out, are these same you know, news agencies that, you know, have backed him and told his story when he was a whistleblower, are they going to all of a sudden turn on him? They might, but I doubt it, because they've already made their bed with him. So how's the truth going to get out?
No, well, I can't. I won't necessarily say that. I think, you know, that he was the media darling at the time, but, you know, people fall out of grace.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I think once the story gets out there, that, you know, people are going to see it for what it was. You know, and there is evidence that he's done wrong. He testified in another one of your guests. Jamie Foxx was on your show.
Yes, she was.
She basically talks about how he took confidential information and gave it to the FBI and caused her mental, physical, and caused her to be locked up and harassed by VA, and basically caused her to lose her job. So,
right.
There's criminal activity. I could speak to it in my case. You know, they manufactured a restraining order and put it in my employee file. I never saw it until, you know, came time for them to talk about firing me. So, you know, the director of the hospital at that time, Mr. Belmont, basically, and this is going on in the federal appeals court right now. Basically, Mr. Belmont in there lied and told people that I stopped him and I made harassing phone calls. And under direct examination in my hearing, the guy says he never met me, never talked to me on the phone. Now, in the state of Tennessee, to go down and swear out a warrant and it to be false, that's a felony in the state of Tennessee.
Right.
I can get no one
getting
no
one. We're running out of time here. I know you made some notes for this show. You know, I want to give you an opportunity to address whatever you may not have
address thus far. And then I believe, you know, I've got some people that want to come on, whether they have comments to make or questions to ask, I don't know. So, you know, let's get to that point. Anything you got written down there that we haven't covered yet?
Basically, Michael Volpe has covered numerous of cases and stories, done numerous of stories on the VA. And if you go out and view the YouTube clip of him at the Whistleblower Summit, he basically summarizes it all. The VA has been as bad since they created it. And I'm under the belief now that it can never be fixed. They should give veterans the opportunity to go outside VA. And I've always expressed this. Competition never hurt anybody. If the veterans quit going to VA, close them. If they don't bring their act outside with the outside, competition is doing. Veterans should have the choice to choose where they get health care. You're looking at right now government run health care, and it ain't looking too good.
Yeah, one comment that I want to make, because I've got people, you know, IMing me right now. Anything you send to me to post, I will not be doing any editing. So if you say something wrong, you're going to live with it. So make sure that you have it exactly the way you want it, because that's how it will be posted on my website. Any letters, anything you're sending me having to do with OAWP, Brandon Coleman, anybody else in the VA, make sure that you've done your own editing, because I will not. So just want to make sure
basically
I got that
folks out
there.
Basically, folks, is what he's telling you is if you put a lie out there, it's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah, well.
So.
All right, have we covered everything?
I basically covered everything on this show. You know, I was on vacation down in Florida and had an incident down there. Senator Rubio helped us out on. Blind veteran was trying to get transportation. I spoke with him this morning, and he told me that VA, he followed up, and VA called him, and they got his appointment for tomorrow, and transportation is scheduled. So we'll see how that works out. And
okay.
Rhonda, if you're still listening, he will come on the show.
Yes, I'm still listening. I'm here.
Okay. I need to break off now. I've got anybody, I'm putting the word out right now, anybody, because I know some people came on and they've dropped off. Now's the time to call back in if you have any comments you want to make or whatever. I have Michelle waiting here in the wings. I'm going to go to her in just 1 second. But now's the time to call in. Sorry, I made sure. I did not want any interruptions on this. I wanted to make sure that Sean got everything out that he wanted to get out. And you did real good. You weren't in a race tonight. That was wonderful, Sean. I love it.
All right, here we go.
I'm sorry?
The other one was just listening.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to bring Michelle on here real quick. Michelle, you're live. Do you have any comments or any questions?
Yeah, I got some comments. I appreciate the whistleblowers coming on the show, but this goes way beyond the whistleblowers. The VA has been so corrupt, and they're trying to think like they're the CIA, and they're doing a lot of putting things in the record against the whistleblowers. They're doing against the veterans and their medical records. They're doing all kinds of things so they can deny their claims. And I've been saying this for years, and I've been fighting for them since 1982, and I finally got my VA benefits back in about 5 years ago. And they kept on telling me I didn't have no benefits, and so I lost out a lot of stuff, but that I could have 30 years ago. But in my travels, I have seen that the VA does a lot of cover up. They do a lot of HIPAA violations. When you do open records requests for your C file, they copy other people's stuff and put it in your C file. People's social security numbers, how much money they make, all kinds of stuff. And this is not, nobody's going to be held accountable with the VA. The only people that can change the VA is Congress, like the CFR, and let it be more veteran-friendly, because they've been beating the heck out of us veterans for many, many, many years over that CFR that's either outdated and it's not veteran-friendly and only protects the VA itself and how they do our claims, which is in a way not right because they don't give us the benefit of the doubt. I'm going ahead and tell it like it is. I'm sorry if people don't like what I say about the VA. I do know some friends that have helped veterans up in the executive team in Washington for veterans that's been having claims way back 20 years and had been still waiting for their claims. And they had cleared them out. Miss Hickey was one of them, but she's no longer there. There's a few others that I do know, but they're under the secretary, which I don't even know him. But like I said, these people are like the CIA. They got their own public mouthpieces for public information officer. When something goes on TV about HIPAA violations, or sorry for this, sorry for that, but nobody's going to be held accountable for nothing. Nothing at all in the VA, period. And what the teeth is going to be is Congress is going to have to make some new laws against the VA and hold them accountable and start putting people in prison. The IG is not going to do nothing. Nobody's going to hold nobody accountable. And that's what we need in the veteran community, and help get our claims through, get treated fairly, things along that line.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, I want to thank you. I'm running out of time here.
I want to
stick you here in the blue room. But again, thanks for calling in here. Lost somebody here. I think it was our guest there that dropped off. I know what Michelle's talking about there. You know, she's been on the show and talked about that before. You know, one other comment too that I want to make here, you know, now that I remember it, I'm sitting here looking at our Facebook group page, VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report. And I really feel I'd be remiss if I didn't make this comment. I put out a cartoon and all of that, you know, about, you know, the VA and, you know, back in the Civil War days, people still, whatever. It was a cartoon. It was a funny. But it prompted, you know, the vast majority of the people, we all know, you know, the wait time and this and that, and there's still a lot of that going on. But I do want to acknowledge the people that have come on that have made comments about how their VA is very good, handles them properly, et cetera. I know Las Vegas, their VA, I've heard nothing but good about them. A couple places back east, you get people that just swear up and down, you know, about the VA that they go to. And it's not just apparently. There are some VAs that really have their act together and they don't have the problems that, you know, apparently the vast majority of the veterans out there have throughout the nation. I know there's tremendous problems, obviously, Phoenix, but Bay Pines, you've got Los Angeles. It just goes on and on and on. So in any event, I want to acknowledge those people that did make comments about their VA being just fine. They have no problems. You know, so we're not one-sided here. We want to get the truth out, and so there have been some comments like that made on the page. Again, anyone out there listening, if you want to stay up to date on the veteran alerts that are going on, go and join VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report on Facebook. All right. I think that's about it. Sean came back in. I think he's done washing dishes or whatever he's doing there. So I'm going to give him 60 more seconds, and then we're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to throw it back over to Ron to close us out. Sean, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You got 60 seconds, buddy, and then we're signing off. Any final comments?
Yeah. Congress, they need to press VA on releasing information. Their FOIA requests, they are tons, years behind. In the DiNocrio case right now, they're waiting on information for over 2 years. VA needs to give up the data. They got to. That's all. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Sean. Look forward to having you come on. Coming back here to us on some other issues. You got tons of information. Again, Sean Higgins, he's a whistleblower, been a whistleblower for 10 years plus, put through the ringer. I don't know his entire story, but what I do know of it, I'm glad I didn't have to live it. But he's still out there trying to make a difference for all the other whistleblowers. And he don't back off. That's what I like about him. He speaks straightforward. Sometimes he gets it going, and he definitely got opinion like we all do. And that's what I like about him. But he also listens to yours. So, in any event, that's it for us. We've been speaking with whistleblower Sean Higgins regarding OAWP corruption. And Brandon Coleman spoke a little bit about him. Anyone out there that has names of people that are in OAWP in a position that Brandon Coleman has or higher, I would like their name, please. TheBuchananReport@gmail.com is my email address, TheBuchananReport@gmail.com. And Brandon, I know you're listening. You've been invited on this show. In fact, you're the one after you took the position with OAWP. You contacted us and wanted to come on the show, and we said no problem. You just wanted a few weeks to settle in. Well, it's been a lot longer than that. And I still have the email that I sent you and invited both you and your boss, if your boss wouldn't let you come on. Still haven't come on. Still love to have you on, you and your boss, anytime. All right, that's it for me. Rhonda, you got any comments? If not, we'll throw it over to Ron to close us up.
I just wanted to let everybody know that I have posted the letter that you and Sean were just discussing on the VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report page. So it's
you're talking about the four-page letter?
Yes.
How'd you get that? Never mind. No, never mind. Don't tell me. You'll give up secrets here. I don't see many Christmas. Don't answer that. I got to get that. I want to get that on the website. So.
Well, I emailed it to you too.
Okay, great. Scary. I got to talk to you later, Rhonda.
Okay.
I want to thank Sean for coming on. We have had him on before. I was going back through my notes. It was August of last year, having to do with the Memphis VA. So, yes, this has been an ongoing thing for him for quite some time. And I wish him luck in his battle.
One last comment I want to make is what I said right in the beginning. I've got a joke coming up that's going to knock everybody's socks off. So get ready for it coming up.
All right.
And I'll be – all right, Ron, go ahead.
All right. I do have a quote for tonight. It comes from Will Rogers. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there.
It's true.
Yes, it is. There aren't too many of them that he puts out that aren't.
Yes.
In his lifetime, we need him back.
Yes. We need a lot of people back.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that is all I have. Everyone have a good night.
All right. Thank you all again. Many thanks to whistleblower Sean Higgins. Y'all have a good night. Talk to you next week. Have a good night.
Good night.